Nick Walinda stands on a 2-inch thick wire, 10 feet above a parking lot. Slowly but surely, he proceeds with a 45-pound balancing beam strung around his neck. A few hundred spectators walk the route with him behind metal barriers.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
He makes it look easy.
Oh, that's amazing, man. That is.
Among the throng is lifelong Niagara Falls resident Frank Sexton.
Well, it seems great for the city, man. There's all kinds of people walking around here, you know. It's got to be great for local shops.
Local businesses have hung banners all over downtown welcoming Walinda and his crowds of potential customers. It's the third time Walinda watching for Lockport resident Paul Moroziak.
Something I'm never going to see probably again in my lifetime. I would think it would help tourism. Can't hurt it, that's for sure.
It might be a once-in-a-lifetime event. U.S. and Canadian authorities, in allowing the first wire walk in more than a century, agreed that no more can happen for another 20 years. This easing into daredevil stunts to boost tourism is a good idea to Jeff Gerio.
I think it brings excitement. It brings danger. People love to see danger. So just the fact that he could fall is exciting to certain folks.
There's a sideshow component to the festivities. Peddlers, jugglers, providers of bicycle tricks, magicians, and buskers provide ancillary entertainment for the curious.
18 years have come and gone. For mama, they flew by. But for me, they drug on and on.
Aspiring country singer Angela Faith sings and juggles at the same time, with her eyes closed. While she stays at the periphery, most of the crowd near the wire has a reverent tone, watching every Walinda tiptoe. And when he steps down... While Walinda will be the star of a 3-hour primetime special on ABC on June 15th, the event's preamble includes these public practice sessions above the parking lot of the Seneca Niagara Casino. They've built him a stage where he answers questions from the public. But first...
What I want to tell you about today is table games.
Seneca Casino publicity manager Tony Astrin tells the gaming house's potential customers that Nick Walinda doesn't like gambling, even though he's willing to walk a wire over Niagara Falls.
If he played roulette, he would probably pick the number 7, and the reason why, according to Nick, to him, the number 7 represents fullness, and it is God's number.
As a 7th-generation funambulist, that's the $10 word for wire walker, Walinda and his crew know how to drum up publicity and handle a crowd. Before he takes the stage, a member of his entourage starts hawking a picture of the wire walker from the Today Show.
You can have one of these pictures. Nick will sign it, $10, and Nick will be here in just a few moments. I will be back in a moment to sell them to you, and it's a beautiful picture.
Walinda takes the stage and addresses assembled media from all over the world. He's also joined by Bello Nock, who professes to be the world's one and only comic daredevil. His hair is styled to look like a pencil eraser, and he doesn't miss the chance to showcase his comedic sensibilities.
If you're crossing a border, are you going to carry your passport with you? And is border control going to be on the other side?
There's a good chance of that, absolutely. Otherwise, they got to turn around, and it's a long walk back.
When asked by a member of the crowd how he likes Niagara Falls, which he first viewed in 1985 as an awestruck boy, Walinda said locals have made him feel at home.
They have been incredibly gracious to Nick Walinda because many other people over the last 100 years come in saying, can we get permission to do this? And they said, thanks, but no thanks. I want it to be incredible for both sides of the border.
Oh, I thank you.
How you doing?
Could you sign these for my family back in Canada?
An autograph line forms, and Walinda scribbles his name on anything. T-shirts, casino tickets, made of the mist pamphlets, and glossy photos of him from the Today Show. Casino publicity manager Tony Astrin thanks the world-famous Walinda for his time.
For graciously taking these questions both from the media and the public. One other thing I wanted to mention about roulette from earlier, if you'd like, those are...
But Walinda's time in Niagara Falls is nearly over. Before June 15th, he will perform shows in Branson, Missouri. And he's already planning his next stunts, walking across the Grand Canyon and crossing the Continental Divide in Turkey. For WBFO and AM 970, I'm Daniel Robison.